Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 21st. The historic avalanche season in the mountains of Colorado struck Hinsdale County and the Lake City area with at least 17 snowslide events in the past 2 weeks. One avalanche completely covered and destroyed the house of Hinsdale County Sheriff Justin Casey. The sheriff and his two daughters all survived and are recovering. A local emergency was declared while crews began the long process of digging out. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano interviewed Christy Borchers, a Hinsdale County commissioner, to get an update.
Lake City has experienced some major avalanches recently. What's the current situation?
We declared a local emergency about 10 days ago. We've had 17 slide events or so, some of them more major than others. During that time, we have had one house completely destroyed, a second house impacted, and some structural damage. We've had evacuated neighborhoods, displaced folks. Most of those closures have been opened, and it's safe for folks to go back in, or safer. We are still having a slightly higher than typical snow year.
The home that was destroyed belonged to Hinsdale County Sheriff Justin Casey and his family. What happened in that event?
They had an early morning avalanche event. Sheriff Casey was able to get to his radio and called in for assistance. And his two minor daughters were located, and everyone was transported to the hospital. And thankfully, they are now back in the community in a donated home, recovering from minor injuries.
The home was completely destroyed, right?
The home was completely destroyed.
Have you ever seen anything like this in Lake City?
We've seen a few avalanches in Lake City. We had the April 2011 T-Mountain avalanche that came down at the ULA. That's the most recent one of any significant size that I can remember. I think for us as a community, what has been unusual about this is the number of avalanche incidences in such a short period of time.
What's the county going to do now?
So I think at this point, our focus immediately is to return to normal, and normal for Lake City. We're going to all get a little bit of sleep. We're going to start to look at water impacts and a little bit of planning for potentially a higher than usual runoff. We're working with the state with a little bit of recovery efforts. Still, we've been meeting with business owners to determine, are there impacts? We know there are impacts right now. Are these going to be longer term impacts? I think for us, we've figured out a couple additional places where we could do a better job of being prepared, which that always happens. We always find ways we can improve. We have sort of tested some of our communication plans. I think one thing that we saw was that we work really well together as a group. The Sheriff's Office, Hinsdale County, Town of Lake City, Fire Department, EMS. I think that one thing that we're grateful for is the outpouring of support from neighboring communities as well.
Now, what are some of the major cleanup efforts that have been going on?
So right now, our first and foremost attention has been spent on making sure that people are evacuated where they need to be evacuated from, and that they're taken care of while they are evacuated. Then we've had our road and bridge crew working to clear some of the areas once they've been determined as safe. We've had fantastic assistance from the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. They've been down twice in the past week, and that's been a real learning experience for me working with them. I just feel very confident that our team of folks has really worked to keep people safe and to address concerns as they're coming up.
17 avalanches is a historic number for Lake City. What are these experts telling you about it?
When we met last night with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center for sort of a debrief after they spent the day evaluating conditions, we were specifically looking at each drainage. So determining, has this one slid? Has this one slid? What are the factors that could determine, you know, whether this one will continue to slide? At one point, the discussion was about, is this unusual? Is it just a big snow year? If we continue to have big snow years, is this what we can expect? And I think the big takeaway is that we're not sure, and they're not sure, and we're going to work to compile all the data and get some more studies. We're hoping to gather some assistance from institutions, higher institutions. It would be nice for us to do a flight over some of these areas. Some of them are just too unstable to go into still. And so we're looking at how to get the most data from this winter as well, and how that might affect some of our future planning efforts.
That was Laura Palmisano for KVNF News and her interview Wednesday with Hinsdale County Commissioner Christy Borchers. Please stay tuned to KVNF News for developments and coverage of the historic avalanche season. From Capitol coverage, Colorado lawmakers have unveiled a bipartisan proposal to spend more money on roads, public schools, and colleges. But as KVNF's Scott Franz reports, voters would need to approve it first.
The plan is to ask residents to remove the revenue cap set by the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Casey Becker is the Democratic Speaker of the House. She says removing the state's spending limit will allow it to keep up to $1 billion that would otherwise go back to taxpayers over the next 3 years.
We don't think that this is going to be a solution to long-term needs in transportation and higher ed or K-12. But we think it's a really good first step.
The additional revenue would be divided equally among the three priorities. Republican Senator Kevin Priola is also sponsoring the bill. He says the state's roads are becoming unpleasant to drive on. Before the issue can go to the ballot, a majority of lawmakers in both chambers would have to endorse it. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 21st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.